Do you ever get sort of get a little bit frightened about the sort of vastness of it all, you know? I mean, we hear things like £100,000 a day just to keep the whole thing on the road.
Yeah, it'd be more than that for these big open airs, a lot more. And that's scary. The cost of it is scary. And the kind of money that's in this is nothing remotely like what the papers, the newspapers go on about, because the cost is just phenomenal. We couldn't... I mean, it even got to the stage where... I mean, I was really looking forward to playing in Eastern Europe, for instance, and we filled a football field up with people. You couldn't charge more than £5 or £6 for a ticket or whatever it would be in somewhere like Poland. Well, we just wouldn't be on. We just couldn't afford to do it. And that's one of the problems. That once it gets to this level, you've got three stages leapfrogging round.
And also, I mean, in a way, it starts to take a momentum of its own, you know. And I mean, I know it's open-ended, this tour.
It's finishing in October.
Oh, you know, it's all set now. You've finished.
It's not going to go for as long as we thought originally that it would. And that's partly because of, I mean, things like South America. I mean, we were really looking forward to going, but it's uncertain. And, you know, just the cost of shipping stuff over there would be... horrendous, and there's nothing guaranteed when you get there.